Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. One of the most unexpected consequences of global climate change may well turn out to be one of the most severe in terms of impact on life on Earth. As continued carbon emissions accelerate global warming, the carbon dioxide contained in those emissions is able to silently yet dramatically reduce the alkalinity of the oceans. And as the pH drops, marine organisms that produce shells and carbonate skeletons grow weak and die. The discovery that carbon dioxide emissions can lower global ocean pH is very recent. Even though chemists and biologists have long known that when carbon dioxide dissolves in water, carbonic acid results. However, the sheer volume of water in the oceans has always been assumed to be so vast as to be safe from changes in chemical balance brought about by small-scale inputs. In effect, it's just plain hard to imagine that atmospheric inputs of any kind could significantly alter the chemical composition and nature of over 1.3 trillion cubic kilometers of ocean water. Thus, when intrepid oceanographers and marine ecologists set out to address the question of how changing atmospheric conditions that lead to changes in pH could affect marine life, they raised alarms about the possibilities of very large-scale impacts. The perceived scenario of major biodiversity losses as oceans lose their alkalinity goes like this. Carbon dioxide levels double over their pre-industrial values by 2050. The rate of CO2 concentration increases on the order of 1.1 parts per million per year, two orders of magnitude faster than even the relatively rapid rates seen during glacial-interglacial transitions. Atmospheric exchange with the surface waters of the ocean increases CO2 concentrations and carbonic acid is formed. Surface pH, having already dropped, continues to decline in an accelerated fashion. Calcifers living on or near the surface or in shallow coastal waters, such as plankton or corals, become unable to form carbonate structures and some species die. At sea, the phytoplankton community is altered, causing the pelagic marine food web to be disrupted. And inshore, coral reefs lose their reef-building capability, and the entire tropical food web that has reefs at its base shifts to a much less diverse and possibly less productive state. The impact on marine food webs has the possibility of affecting mankind in at least two dramatic ways. First, human populations relying on marine resources will have to adopt their practices to changing conditions requiring shifts in target resources and fishing practices or other uses. Second, for urban or suburban dwellers in the developing world, there is likely to be little immediate impact beyond the loss of a favorite shellfish from the menu. But for rural dwellers in the developing world who rely on marine ecosystems for income, these changes may well be critical and bear definite social and economic costs. The other effects may be more insidious and severe. Loss of coral reefs, for instance, means not only changes to treasured ecosystems harboring vast amounts of biodiversity, but also the loss of ecosystem services that serve and protect human communities. Tourism and recreational use of tropical areas will decline as reefs are degraded, as carbonate sands formed by reef ecosystem processes dwindle, and as reefs become less diverse and monochromatic. Traditional food supplies and associated employment will be compromised. Reef barriers protecting coastal communities with important buffering from storms and tsunamis will be weakened, and the inventory of known and unknown potential contained in the ecosystem as future medicine, nutrition, and other beneficial byproducts will be lost to mankind. The public has not responded to the possibility of large-scale changes brought about by this other CO2 problem, in part because the uncertainties of how and why such change will occur has not been picked up by the media, otherwise consumed by different aspects of the carbon challenge. Scientific investigation of this issue is in its infancy, as is public awareness. If we could only evaluate ecological risks one at a time and dismiss those less certain, then science and life would be so much simpler. But changes in ocean pH are occurring along with other large-scale changes in temperature, in nutrient input, in levels of toxic pollution, and in abundance and distribution of organisms caused by extractive use. Coral reefs are but one kind of marine ecosystem already demonstrating the death of a thousand cuts phenomenon today. Global warming is causing widespread bleaching, eutrophication is spurring algal overgrowth, and overfishing is removing grazers that keep algae in check. Add to this complexity a significant drop in pH, and it's clear that the tipping point for corals cannot be far away. We will continue to explore these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.